Now, welcome back, Foggers. It's time to do some magic. In this witchy episode, Jenny begins channeling a little harder than she expected, prompting a tarot read. We might not know how we'll land on the far side, so we've got to just let this energy thing do what it's been doing. Jenny and Trey have always lived in multiple realities. Non-binary, transgender, found families, neurodiversity, parallel careers, and of course, all the wild spiritual stuff. Now, it's time to learn to surf the riptide. Hey, meow meow, hello Trey.
Meow meow, hello Jenny, hello from the void. Boy howdy, hello from there's the so void. Many out there who are just in it, just in the void. If you know what we're talking about, you know what we're talking about. If you know, you know.
Yeah, I feel like it's really just been this culmination of all the energy from last year finally making a little more sense and turning into something this year. And gosh, it's just been, it's been a lot. It's been a lot of change. It's been a lot of nothingness and a lot of everything at once. Wow, major yes. Deja vu. So yeah, just so much to unwrap this episode.
Yes. So today we definitely wanted to talk about what was happening energetically in the world. Jenny and I don't always talk about what's going on in the world, in the 3D world, but like it is unavoidable right now, and not just because there's just so much and you can't escape the news, no matter how hard some of us might try to sidestep it. And I'm not throwing any judgment on any of that. We're actually talking more about like energetically, that there's a lot of us who are operating in that sort of etheric, you know, astral, multidimensional space. And the energy there is just wacky, you guys.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, for me personally, it feels like it's an attack on multiple fronts going on for all of us right now. Physically, emotionally, and spiritually, just with the craziness of the world. And I feel like when all three of those get thrown out of balance, you're just kind of like in this like, oh my gosh, what is going on void, where you're kind of a dog being thrown around in the car when moving 90 miles down the highway.
Okay, so, that was a horrible visual, and I want you to take it back right now, because some of us drive with our dogs car, and we just have to be really, really careful, darn it. Seatbelts well, I mean, for your animals. But there, we don't have seatbelts. Like, well, some of us kind of sort of do. And I think a lot of that seatbelt material comes from things like faith. In yeah. our spirituality and our determination to stay grounded and to stay steady and to stay still and to not activate, because this is a deeply trauma triggering time, wouldn't you say?
Well, and also just like faith in whoever's driving the bus right now, you know, like sticking with, you know, maybe we're school children or something, but like, you know, just this idea that there is this ultimate plan and that there is purpose and that we are, you know, elevating our spirits and through our lives and stuff, and like really keeping that into check. Like, oh man, oh, I'm channeling so hard right now, Trey. Okay, we have to
Here
ground
we go,
it.
Go, baby, go, baby, go.
Then we're gonna have to deal with this later in the edit and be like, what the fuck did we do?
But that's the fun. We channel. So Jenny is channeling.
That's
everyone.
True.
Let her.
Yeah, run. I definitely. I don't know. I have to center myself a little bit, okay. But like. It just seems like right now a lot of shifts are happening really fucking quickly. You know, excuse my French and I'm sorry. Yeah, thank goodness. And it's also kind of given us whiplash a little bit. And like, it would be nice to actually just slow down into something for a little bit. And so I feel like that's what we're going to talk about today.
I don't want to slow down. I want to get through it fast. I've said this from the beginning of 2025 is burn fast so we can start rebuilding. And I feel like we're getting to that, like the I know firefighters have a word for it, and arsonists do too, where the fire hits sort of a maximum heat where it's at its most incendiary. And if this isn't it, then good golly, I don't know if I really want to know what that's going to look like.
Yeah, honestly, it's like these two parts of like exciting and terrifying at the same time, you know, where it's just like so much work can be done right now. Like so much work can be done on your soul and your spirit right now, more so than ever before. Yes. And it's because the world is actively falling apart, or at least our country is actively falling apart. And so it's like, we gotta speed things up a little bit. We gotta get moving on things. And so, yeah, very, very interesting.
Agreed. And, so a lot of the psychics that I listen to, I take in a lot of information. I've said this before on this podcast that I'm just constantly studying. And I have found probably about a dozen people that I really have a lot of faith in, who speak from all different angles of the spiritual side of all of this. And it's the concept of this being the void. So we fell in. I'm not exactly sure when we fell in. I think it might have been mid-September. And, or I don't know, I mean, maybe some of you out there who've been able to track the void timeline, like, let us know, because the void, as far as we know, could have started at 2012. Some people do say that was when things really started shifting, but I picture the void as like kind of a conical. Yeah, that's the right word. Like a, you know, like an ice cream cone, a sugar cone. And we're down at the, we're heading towards the pointy part where the spinning gets faster if the bottom were cut out and all the ice cream is running out the bottom. We're the ice cream folks that we're running out the bottom. And that's okay. Because the sooner that we can get out of the old structures, the sooner we can start seeing what's what in a more meaningful way. We can, you know, I do feel, sorry, now I'm jumping. Now I'm spinning around like a dog in a speeding car. Oh my God, so horrible.
I'm so sorry.
I definitely myself have had huge ricochets, like emotionally, and I feel like a lot of people are doing that. There's huge ricochets also in, you know, what we call the 3D world, the meat suit world, where suddenly people are having like huge health problems, or other people are having these sort of amazing healing episodes. It's just, wow, it's just a lot, and I don't know what to do with it. So I kind of just stay home and watch the Great Pottering Throwdown show, that British thing where they make ceramics.
I mean, like, to be honest, that's all you can do. Like going with the horrible analogy that we made, all you can do is cope right now, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like self-care is really important. That's okay. Yeah. I feel like self-care is really, really important right now. You know, and like, ooh, maybe we should do a self-care episode and like all the different ways you can self-care. That would be good.
I just told you what my self-care is. I only need one. And if I run out of seasons, then I always tell folks that when things are really bad in my world, I'm watching the Gilmore Girls. It is not Gilmore Girls bad in my world yet. I'm saving that.
Okay. Okay. Glad there's like a meter for like, where are we at right now? How bad is it?
Comfort media. I don't know. What's like your number one, like what is your number one self-care when you're in the void?
Honestly, though, that kind of tracks for me as a content watcher, where it's like when I'm doing really good, I can like consume really excellent media, you know, like, oh, let's watch The Wire right now. Like, I'm doing great, you know. But then when I'm not doing so good, it's like we're watching CSI for the next 2 weeks. Like, that's all I can.
God, that's so true.
That's all I can handle, you know. And
right.
I'm currently in more of a, oh, I'm consuming good content right now. Like, I'm watching through Task on HBO, which is just absolutely phenomenal.
Right.
So, like, yeah, I'm doing okay. I'm doing good. And I feel like you said, like, we're ricocheting around, like, you know, maybe not, like, a live animal in a moving box, but, like, you know, more like a ball in
yeah,
a box, you know, where you're just, yeah, we are. But like, you know, you're just that ball bouncing around in the box right now. And like one month you're going to be in this amazing spot and have all these breakthroughs. And then the next month you're just like, what is going on right now? You know, and maybe those periods stretch out a little bit more.
Yeah.
But like, I guess, you know, you've never really brought up the term void before, like in terms of like being in the void, you know, and we've never discussed what that means to us. And so I guess what I'm saying is, to me, it means just the uncertainty and instability, you know, where it's just like it's not something you can dig into really hardcore yet right away. And maybe you get lucky and you bounce to one side and then grab onto the wall, you know, and then you're like, oh, I can dig into this good side here for a little bit. But like, yeah, it's just so crazy right now. We're just all so reactive. How else can we be?
And that's where the Buddhist training comes in. Like, don't be reactive, be responsive. But I want to go back to the spinning, the centrifugal force thing. So the void when I was younger was very much just the absence of anything. And that was a very depressing place to be. I spent a lot of time there in my early years. But here's the thing about the void. It's also the place of infinite potential. So it doesn't have to be all negative at all. I saw The Smashing Machine with The Rock and Emily Blunt the other day, and they went to an amusement park, their characters did. And I don't remember what this ride was called, but it's literally one where you stand against a wall and they spin you so fast that, like...
Yes! I know exactly what ride you're talking about. It was in the trailer for the movie.
Yeah. And, you know, so The Rock couldn't do it because, like, his tummy! So some folks right now, like, they've got no stomach for this whatsoever, and other of us are like, oh, yeah, we're going to go in there. But then some of us just, like, stay plastered against the wall, you know, and kind of laugh and, you know, and enjoy that. But Emily Blunt's character, who was sort of an agent of chaos, she was like pushing herself until she was like sideways on the wall, and then she was upside down, so her head was down. And if that thing like let go of that gravitational pull that was holding her there, like she really would have hurt herself. But the fact that she was testing the limits that way, it said a lot about who her character was. Yeah, but to me, it also explains the void. Like first off, get on the ride. Like, the ride is happening. Just do it. Just get in there, guys. No, you have no idea how you're going to end up on the far side of it. But that's, like Jenny said, it's kind of the exciting thing also. And then when you're in there, like, be brave, like maybe let go, right? Like, that's the other messaging that keeps coming across is just like, let go. And even if it's a simple thing in your house where, I don't know, like, it's time to like clear out your old summer clothes because we're switching to winter clothes. I don't know. That's a very like older person, I think, thing to say. But like, if you can donate some clothes, for example, you're letting go of things, but you're also doing it with intention to be helpful to other people. Or, you know, if there's just things that are like laying around that you're like, I never use those things, I never touch those things. Or if your shrine needs to be cleaned and reset, like, now, man, now is the time to like reset your physical world, because there's nothing you can do about what's happening outside of this ride that's spinning us around.
Yeah, honestly, like, so much came through for me when you were talking, and I really have to like find something and stick with it. But I feel like right now we're at the precipice of change, external change happening to us that is going to impact our lives across the board. And so because we're spiritual beings who are in touch with this, you know, we're right before that change is really going to start changing shit a lot, you know? And so we have to figure out what we want to change in ourselves, because we are going to change regardless. Like, change is coming, you know, and it's going to hit you. And so you have to prepare yourself by being like, well, what do I want to change? You know, what do I want to change into? Thinking about like the future and stuff like that, which is really hard to think about right now.
Like, try to be open to it.
Yeah. And so I don't know. I feel like that we can't lead into Watkins yet. I'm so sorry, future Jenny. We have so much to edit out because of like what I did.
Jenny's in three timelines right now. It's kind of fun to watch for anybody who's watching the video.
Well,
the brain just goes so fast, so, you guys. Sometimes we can't keep up.
I'll be honest with you guys, and we'll see if this makes the final cut or not. Last time when I recorded an episode, I smoked a little bit of weed beforehand, and I was like really open, you know, and I was really active and really energetic, and I was like, oh, this is nice. Well, this time I accidentally did it a little bit too much, and so now my third eye is just super open right now. It's super wide open, and
dude,
so I'm like, okay,
tarot?
Well.
Do you have like some cards? Oh, some cards,
yeah,
man.
I have some.
Do that. Let's do some live magic.
Some cards? Okay.
All right,
okay,
we did not plan this,
screw
but
it.
Like.
No, we did not.
This needs to be done. All right. So while Jenny is going to get that, I'll go a little deeper into, you know, like the I think a lot of people are perceiving all of this as chaos, but there's lots and lots and lots of societies for thousands of years who've been predicting exactly this moment. Breaking down, you know, the Hopi Indians, you know, talking about like we're in the fourth world right now, we're trying to get to the fifth world. You know, the Maya, who talked about the end of the world happening at 2012. And a lot of people say that that's really when the world did make this huge pivot. So we've been in the void for a while, and the void, it doesn't last. You know, there's always this, mm-hmm. and I think especially for our particular species, and possibly just, you know, as a sentient being in general, there is organizing principles, and they can end up looking like, I don't know, religions, organized religion, but they can also look like, I don't know, cults. They can also look like CEOs who are our new, or celebrities, you know, that we're worshiping. So all of these old ways that we were trying to make sense of moving through worlds, because we were always meant to move through worlds, guys. We were never meant to be static in one place. And now here we are doing it. So we're just going to advocate for like going with it, man, doing the best you can to just like let her rip.
Yeah, honestly. And like some of us are newer souls than other people, you know, and I feel like those of us who have been through apocalyptic times before, or at least the precursors for it, we're kind of like settling into it now, where we're like, okay, this is legit. This might be actually happening. Like some stuff's going on in the world, you know, it's getting a little crazier. And I feel like it gives opportunities for our souls to like skip levels a little bit, you know, like you got to level up before the final battle, you know, like you get the extreme exosuit armor right before the huge battle.
Mecca! At the end. I want to be Mecca. Yeah.
And so yeah, exactly. And so I feel like it's a time that's like super, super important to lock into yourself, you know, and lock in and like check in, like, where am I? What do I need right now? What do I need to do? What is my spirit calling out for? And I think those people who aren't checking in with their souls as much as they should be, especially right now, it's going to be really tough. You know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe nothing does happen. And maybe it just all, you know, puffs into a cloud of gas and that's it.
That'd be so disappointing.
That would be, because we're seeing so much pre-build up to it. Yeah.
And frankly, like the way we've been raised on storytelling, like it would literally like be like the movie ending at the end of the second act with no climactic finish. We're not, mm-hmm. We can't settle for that.
Yeah, I agree. So I guess the message regardless is brace, but we're doing good. Okay.
So I have when I brace. Like,
yeah, you're right.
Things get for me.
And it's like, you know, car crash science, where it's like when you're in a car accident, the more limp you were, the less hurt you get. So it's like, yeah, you just gotta like loosen up a little bit. You're so right, Trey. That's such a good thing.
So now
to
I have
say.
To tell a story from my childhood. My sister broke bones constantly, and I do mean constantly, because she was always like unbelievably braced against the world because the world was so violent towards her. Me, I would fall out of stories. I would fall off of houses at like three stories, or I'd fall out of trees. And I never got injured. I would always just stand up and walk away. And my dad was like, that's because you're never in your body, so you never know to tense up. So I survived my childhood because I wasn't here, man. I wasn't participating physically.
Way to just call me out like that, Dad. Like, Jesus.
You're channeling. You read my mind. You knew this about my childhood. This is fun. Let's watch Shampy Magic. Okay, go.
So we have four decks to choose from. Two are Oracle, two are Tarot decks. Do we want to just decide if we're doing Oracle or Tarot? So
I see the second one from
decks?
Your left is the one that I'm seeing.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool. So that's the Herb Crafter's Tarot. That's a good card. That's a good deck to do. Good job, Trey. So this is my deck of cards that is the nearest to my heart. It is my most witchy deck. It is a deck that I bought and was really happy about, and then I lost for a whole year, and then I had a friendship relationship cycle through that was really doing damage to me, and as soon as it cycled through, the next day I found the deck. Ooh. It was crazy.
Was that this year or previously?
It was this year.
where I lost the deck sometime last year, and I found it this year. So it's called the Herb Crafter's Tarot. What's interesting about this deck is it's all hand-drawn, hand-painted, so they're all really pretty. And instead of the four suits, it's the four elements. So if I remember correctly, air is swords, fire is wands, earth is pentacles, and then cup is water. So I thought that was pretty cool. Okay.
That's hella cool. All right, so tell us what you're going to pull and what your intention is, please.
I have to figure that out for myself. So we either do a three-card pull or an as-above-so-below pull.
As-above-so-below.
I've never done an as-above-so-below with this deck, so this will be interesting. So when I do tarot, what I do is I let the cards come to me when I'm shuffling. So the way I shuffle is like this, where you're stacking the cards front and back. And I do it very loose so that a card can accidentally fall out, you know, and then that tells me that was one of the cards that I was supposed to pull. So when I start shuffling is when I have to start having that intention of, oh, okay, now we're going to do magic. Now we have to keep the question in mind. Sometimes I'll say it out loud. So show me an as above pull that we, myself, Trey, and our audience need to hear right now. And I got a card because it was shuffled through. I didn't show the bottom of the card yet. And then give me a so below that we, myself, Trey, and our audience need to hear right now. Okay, so for the as above, are we calling reverse or are we not calling reverse?
I feel like we have to call reverse right now because we're in the void.
Yeah, okay. So it was Adelita of Water, which I'll pull up what that means, but I think that's, here's what it looks like right way up.
Pretty.
And I'll actually try and hold it up while I read about it, because what this deck does is it explains what the picture is. So Adelita of Water. So the Adelita is knights. So this is Knight of Cups is what I just drew.
Wait, what's cups again?
Water. It's water.
Okay.
So, yeah. So I drew the Knight of Cups, which is really funny, of course. Okay. A young woman is on a solo hiking retreat in the desert. She makes camp near an ocotillo cactus. The plant is crowned with vibrant pink blossoms and overlooks a river running through the canyon. The bright blue sky is dotted with fluffy clouds. She adds flowers to the water to make tea, changing the liquid to a delicate pink. The Adelita of Water is committed to nurturing her spirit. She knows that time alone allows for the discovery of her innermost desires. As the inner heartwood of Ocotillo is used as sturdy building material, she vows to be a model of self-care. Just as the beautiful flowers of the Ocotillo remain safe at the top of the tall plant covered in the hidden thorns, she shares her heart with brilliant flair while keeping it safe and protected from harm. She has a deeply caring center, but will battle to protect her boundaries when it comes to love.
Ooh la la, so, how perfect is that? Oh my god.
Yeah. Wow. I feel like it's really saying, like, you know, this is a time of great healing, but like you gotta protect yourself as much as you can right now. Like absolutely just
I'm sleeping with
dig into yourself. yeah.
Like literally under,
I mean,
my
it's
pillow.
The time to yeah, absolutely. Around. So to me this card said, you know, you're on a solo journey right now. It's really important to take that solo journey. You know, the woman is hiking alone in the in the retreat near the desert, you know, and like protect yourself. Just because you're alone doesn't mean you're not exposed. So like making sure that you're protecting yourself, and that way the self-care can happen. So that was the as above card.
Nice. So bring your sunscreen. You're in the desert, you guys.
Oh, shoot. I did it wrong because that one was reversed.
So explain what reverse card, a reverse card is.
A reverse card, it's different for a lot of people, but like to me the reverse card means the opposite kind of is happening of what was being said. And so I don't know. I feel like it's kind of both where
it's kind of a shadow thing, I feel. So it's in the yes. same, you know, ballpark, but it's working the shadow aspects.
Yeah, it's like, you know, now is a time of great opportunity to really crank through that shadow work, you know? But, like, because we're moving at full speed for that shadow work, you still need to protect yourself. I feel like that's the main message of this card, is it's like, you're going to be good, you're going to be fine, as long as you're protecting yourself, you know? And I feel like we can take it to mean on all three levels, physically, emotionally, and spiritually right now. I think all three are just as important. So, yeah. How interesting. Okay. And then the next one we pull is the Nine of Water, the Nine of Cups, and it's peach.
Love that. That's very pretty. And water is in that one again. Is this also a water card?
Yeah. Yeah, so it's also cups. Interesting. Yeah. Which I don't know my tarot enough to be able to be like, well, cups as a suit says this, and so the fact that we're getting cups cards means this. But I feel like it does kind of speak to the ebb and flow of everything right now, you know, especially with it being both water suits. Are you looking it up?
I am. So go ahead and read what you're doing there.
Okay. A vibrant peach tree leans over the bank of a river. Pink flowers float in a wooden bowl filled with pure water. The elixir brews in the sun. A robe hangs from a branch of the tree. Emotional nourishment is food for the soul. Invite comfort and happiness to fill your heart and enchant the senses. Peach trees are messages of delight. Watch flowers dance, taste sweet fruit, smell fragrant blossoms, feel cool leaves, listen to birds sing from branches. Let yourself be immersed in the waters of life, touched by grace. Peach tea cools inflammation, wash away the heat of negativity and disharmony. The luscious fruit of the peach brings the slow gift of summer to life. When your deepest wishes to come to pass, enjoy them fully and offer gratitude for your blessings. And it's also important to note that this card was also in reverse. So I feel like what that's saying is, especially with this being an as above, so below pole, you know, where the above is saying that this is a time for really huge self-work, you know, you just need to protect yourself. That so below is saying, like, you also need to figure out how to be present right now. You know, you need to be present even though things aren't pretty. They're really not pretty. I feel like that's why this card was reversed, is because this card normally is saying, like, enjoy the flowers, enjoy the sunshine. And it's like, no, instead we got to stay present for the shitstorm that we're kind of in right now. And I feel like that's what the so below is saying, is like, you know, when the fruits of this bear, like, you get to accept them, but, like, in order for that to happen, you have to really be present with yourself right now. So yeah,
I love that. And nothing like the senses, you know, to deal with the so below, which is this world. So I'm going to read this really quick. So this is from Biddy Tarot. The Suit of Cups tarot cards deal with the emotional level of consciousness and are associated with love, feelings, relationships, and connections. It's associated with the element of water, and water is fluid, agile, and in flow, but it can also be very powerful and formative. So even though and a lot of people talk about, like, being in the flow, and they go on and on and on about, you know, if you're in alignment with your values, like, everything's easy, it just comes to you. And I got to tell you, I'm cussing. Jenny cussed earlier, so now I'm playing my cussing card. I call bullshit.
Yeah.
It's not always something we can control. And especially right now, while we're in this kind of, and it's not chaotic neutral. I mean, I do feel like it's kind of, to use some D&D terms, like, I feel like this is on the more negative side. And our job is, I don't know, I'm listening to a lot of birds, and I'm treasuring my time outside and trying to remind myself, to eat slowly and to bless the water that I drink, and just to hold steady, y'all. Hold steady. The flow will come in again, but right now we're being formed, I feel, by water.
Yeah. And, like, for me personally, it's kind of on the opposite end, where, like, I am doing really powerful transformative work in my life right now, and I'm kind of above water on the river, you know, maybe even in a raft right now. And so for me, it's just saying, like, where'd she get a raft in this economy? But, like, you know,
with all the tariffs, like, who's building rafts in America?
But, like, you know, I feel like, you know, Trey and I are kind of the as above, so below of each other right now, you know, where it's like, on one hand, you have doing really great and you're just still reactionary a little bit, but like you're pushing forward and you're protecting yourself. And on the other hand, you have no choice but to go with the flow, you know, and you have to be reactionary and you have to know how to react when things stop going your way or things continue to not go your way. Or maybe lo and behold, they start going your way and you weren't prepared for that, you know. And so just, we all just got to breathe right now because holy cow, holy, holy, holy cow.
We all just got to breathe right now, whether we're in the above or the below. If part one was exploring what the above had to say to us through Jenny's channeling, then part two is Trey's deep dive into her below, the heavy walk-in work. Don't forget to like, subscribe, or visit us on our Patreon.